The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
New model cars these days have this feature where on your, you know, side view mirrors, you have a light will blink and a sound gives you a sound if a car is close to you when you're trying to change lanes, or if a car is passing by you. And the reason they've done this is because, as you know from driving cars that don't have that feature, there is a blind spot. No matter if you look at the rear view mirror, your side mirrors, we were told when you took driving lessons, you need to turn around and look over your shoulder to make sure there is no car in the lane. We recognize we have a blind spot. When it comes to our spiritual life, we don't recognize our blind spot. And our blind spot is our own selfishness. Our blind spot is we want something because we want it, without caring about the other. And that's what Jesus is talking about. If we don't recognize that we have a blind spot, then obviously it's much easier for us to criticize others because we see their blind spots. And to be able to admit our blind spot, it takes humility. Again, the sin of all sins, or the source of all sins, is pride, arrogance. I know it all. I see everything. I know what's right and what's wrong. We need to admit that in our spiritual life, we had a blind spot. And Jesus is the one who helped us to recognize that blind spot and protect us from crashing. We need to turn to Jesus. He's the one who knows the way, the truth, and the life. And when we don't do this, because if I think I know everything, and I'm not blind, and everyone here thinks they know everything, they're not blind, so what happens when we have different opinions? How do we know who's right and who's wrong? We don't, because we all think we're not blind. And that's what leads to anger, that's what leads to divisions, what leads to violence, and we stop respecting one another. We need Jesus. We need someone outside of us. Just like those lights and sounds on our mirrors and in the new cars to help us recognize that we're in danger. That's what Jesus is asking us to reflect on today. St. Peter Claver, he was born in Spain and joined the Jesuits and asked to go to Colombia. And Colombia was the first country where the slave ships coming from Africa stopped before the slaves were distributed all over Central America. And what he chose to do is to meet the ships when they deck at harbor, gather whatever he can beg for from food, clothing, and go meet those ships and attend to those slaves that are sick from the voyage. Give him food, try to cure him, help him any way he can, give him clothes before they were shipped to or taken, you know, to other farms and other countries in South America. That was his mission, and people began to flock to him. That takes a lot of humility. As St. Paul says, he shared the good news, not necessarily by words, but by his actions, by his love and compassion. And they say that he baptized over 300,000 people. That's the witness that we're called to give today. But it only starts without being humble enough to admit that I'm blind and I need Jesus, who is the light of the world.